She's Erin Haight, and I'm not, as you can probably tell by the voice, today on The Travel Guys.
Next time you have a gripe with someone in the world of travel, what's the best approach? You best be nice, be nasty. Nationally syndicated travel writer Chris Elliott joins us at 2:15 with some terrific hints on how to get your problem solved.
There's a brand new app for your iPhone that will let you know everything about what's going on around Northern California. Grab your grandson, the kid across the street, or whoever can explain it to you. At 2:35, we'll have all the details.
Now, next Saturday, William Land Park plays host to auditions for the World Music and Dance Festival. You think you've got talent like Mark? Well, we've got details with a live studio guest at 2:50.
Fewer people are tying the quickie marriage knot in Vegas. A carousel turns 100 years old. And think you're going to Cuba? Not so fast. All that and more on the Travel News today with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK on a fabulous Sunday, last day of the California State Fair. We're right across the street from the fair. The smell has dissipated a little bit as the horses went home a week ago Saturday. So
I went out to the fair last week.
That's what you mentioned.
It was
that.
Kind of interesting.
What
the fair
did you
has
do?
A very different feel than the last time I was there. The day that fair opened, Ronald Reagan opened the fair in 1968.
Yep.
To about 100 people.
Yeah.
Great concrete monstrosity that a lot of people have never forgiven them for, including me.
Now,
and,
did you ever go to the old state
fair off of Stockton Boulevard?
Yeah.
With the Golden Bears out front as a kid. I guess nothing's ever as good as it was when you were a kid. No fair will ever be as good as it was when you were a kid. And I suspect the kids who enjoy this fair will feel the same way about this one.
That's all they ever have ever known.
Exactly.
Those that grew up in the 70s and 80s.
Variety of interesting food out there, for everything from fried. There was deep fried butter.
Yep.
Worms, grub worms.
Yeah, you'd stay away from the deep fried soup. Bad value.
Deep.
Okay. It's not a good value at all. Did you see the giant bugs?
Yes. We did see the giant bugs. What I miss is the food, the taste testing, the gold medal food taste testing. I missed that. Couldn't find that anywhere. But the good cinnamon rolls, those cinnamon rolls that have been famous at the fair for, I don't know, since I was a little kid.
Yep.
And they've been selling those cinnamon rolls at the fair. So if you go to the fair, you don't have a cinnamon roll, you might as well not have gone.
Yeah, there may be listeners right now in their car on the way to the fair. And once again, stay away from the deep fried soup, okay? All right, welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys. Got lots to do today, lots of great listener benefits ahead. And let's start with one we always begin the program with as we bring on the Mark Hoffman Trio in the background. And Mark brings us up to date on the travel news.
The travel news. Hey, Tom, JetBlue last year offered an unlimited travel pass for $499 for 3 months, and it was so popular they brought it back.
But I understand it's gone up a little
bit. Yeah, it's between $1,200 and $1,900 this year. But if you want to fly just about anywhere JetBlue flies, just about, I said, in the United States, it's for 3 months. Go to their website, and as I checked this morning, it was still available. Last year, it sold out in about 20 minutes. This year, it isn't quite. So, but if you did a lot of flying to Long Beach or New York City or something like that, might be a possibility. Hyatt Regency has announced some changes to their Gold Passport program. It's pretty common for hotels to update their program once a year, move some hotels up or down in categories. It always seems like more hotels end up costing more points than fewer points. But if you are a Hyatt frequent guest, you might want to check out the changes. Hyatt is also giving their top-level elite stay folks a 4 p.m. checkout now.
I could go for that.
Every once in a while you're someplace where you've got a late plane flight or something, and it's like it'd just be really nice if you could leave your junk in the room for a few more hours, or you could go back and take a shower or something like that before a cross-country flight. Hey, in Chicago, a couple of Delta planes clipped each other at O'Hare International Airport on Friday. No injuries. There was a flight headed for Minneapolis and a flight headed for Atlanta, and one was backing up and one was coming in. And yeah,
this isn't something that happens very often. Now, you fly a lot.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever had any?
I have. I can remember a time we were backing up from the gate in Dallas, and suddenly you're moving very slowly, and the plane just comes to a jarring stop and throws everybody a foot or so forward. And you're thinking to yourself, boy, that's why you have your seatbelt on even when the plane is on the ground.
Exactly. They backed over my my famous hard-shell Samsonite luggage. That'll bring them to a stop every time.
Speaking of backing over things, I have a friend in Oklahoma City, nice lady, who backed over her own ankle with her own car.
That's for another show.
If we have time, we'll talk about that. In Las Vegas, people are not getting married. The quickie marriages in Las Vegas that – they're down 15%. People are just not tying the knot with any kind of regularity anymore. So the Vegas market, they're going after people who are renewing their vows.
Sure, that makes sense.
Can you believe that? The slump is prompting the 90-plus wedding chapels in the county, where there are no requirements for blood tests or a waiting period, to shift their focus to husbands and wives seeking to renew their vows. And for same-sex couples who can't legally marry in Nevada. Just because there's a decline in marriage certificates, there isn't a decline in love, says Charlotte Richards, owner of the Little White Wedding Chapel, which offers drive-through service in its tunnel of love.
I want to go renew my vows. I want to be renewed by the Elvis impersonator guy. I'm sure that can be arranged.
I'll check with your wife on that one. Listen, this is kind of an interesting story, Tom. This is about you've heard the stories about post offices maybe being closed and Saturday mail delivery being done away with. Well, this is a story about how closing a few rural post offices that happen to be along the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail could really impact the folks who use those trails for hiking. It seems as though people who hike along these trails send supplies out to these rural post offices to time so that, you know, you get to day 7 of your trip, you'll have a package waiting for you.
Got your granola bars there.
You know, at Glencliff, New Hampshire, or Fontana Dam, North Carolina. There's a post office in Washington, Stehekin, which is someplace that you can only get to on foot or by float plane or by boat. So some of these little remote post offices that folks, you know, you would never think of this, but literally this one gal says in this one rural post office on the Appalachian Trail, she says that 30 or 40 hikers a day pick up packages here in the summertime.
It's their lifeline.
Yeah, it really is. It's really a fascinating story. Here's a quickie. The Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, the carousel down there, is going to turn 100 years old next month.
That's crazy. That's the one where you could reach out and grab the ring or something.
Yes, the brass ring.
And
the old saying, grabbing the brass ring. It was used to toss a nickel when it first went into service in 1911. Now it costs $3.
Well,
but
of course.
It's still there at least. Hey, here's an interesting story about people who are renting cars to each other. They're bypassing car rental companies and renting peer-to-peer car rentals. There's a year-old company called Relay Rides, has about 2,000 users and 100 cars in San Francisco and Boston. Another one called Get Around. Another one called Just Share It that's starting up. They've got cars in some of these major cities, and for between $3 to $7 an hour, including insurance, you can rent a car.
Now, folks, I want you to know, Mark and I were talking about this earlier, and his vehicle, a little Ranger pickup, I think he names it George or something.
Stan. After Stan Musial.
Okay. Yeah. He said he would be willing to part with it if you need a quickie rental.
Absolutely. Not a problem. If you want to spend some quality time with Stan for $5 an hour, we can fix you right up. Continental and United, they're merging, as you know. Things are not going all well on the pilot side of that merger. They had a little sick out in New York Wednesday, and some flights ended up being canceled because pilots called in sick, so they're just kind of flexing their muscles there. And finally, Cuba is a place that we think we can maybe go to soon, but apparently some tour companies have jumped the gum. Abercrombie and Kent would be one, selling what? These cultural Abercrombie and Kent.
Okay, they're close, right?
They are, that's a tour company.
Oh.
That's, you're thinking of a...
Abercrombie and Finch.
Yes,
something.
Yes. Fish. such a fashion plate. Anyway, some tour companies have jumped the gun and have created Cuba Tours And now these Cuba tours are they're selling out very quickly, but they're not meeting all the requirements of educational and all this other kind of stuff. So if you think you're going to Cuba and you're buying a Cuba package, be careful that you're buying something that the person you're buying it from can actually deliver it, because right now there seems to be a little bit of discretion there, a little bit of a disagreeing of opinion as to what who can go to Cuba and who can't. All right, we've got Christopher Elliott, our consumer, another consumer reporter,
with us
to tell you about how to write the best letter of complaint you've ever written in your whole life. It's a great interview, and he is coming up right after this timeout on The Travel Guys.
You're in touch with The Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Tom Romano here with Sports Leisure Vacations, Mark Hoffman. Got a brand new guest today on the show, one we have not had on before. Mark, tell me who we've got.
Well, Christopher Elliott is a consumer advocate who blogs about getting better customer service, and he has a couple of websites. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll lead you there. But first, we want to introduce you to Chris. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you for being a part of the Travel Guys. One of our missions here is to make our listeners smarter travelers and to make them better informed. And some of the things that you have written recently caught my eye, Chris, because you've got some things that, for example, you did a thing here that about the six things every successful complaint letter needs to have. You talked about solid research and not getting it too long and being polite. Somebody's in a position where they're burying all this stuff in websites deeper and deeper. You can't find out who to call on the phone. You've decided that you're going to have to write a letter or send an email. What tips can you give folks?
Well, when something goes wrong on a trip, your first instinct is to send a long, heartfelt letter to the company explaining how this ruined your vacation. And that is actually the wrong thing to do.
Fairly.
Mostly because these folks who you're sending it to tend to be overworked. They don't have time to, listen to your tale of woe. They just want to know what went wrong, and they want to know how to fix it.
So short and sweet.
Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Actually, I like to say tight and polite.
Okay, tight and polite. I like
that. Because the thing is that this is still being firmly still being read by people, and they're people. So if you tell them that you have nothing to do with the business, that they've destroyed your life, and believe me, I've seen letters that say that, then they're much less likely to try to help you. And if you threaten to sue them, they'll probably just kick the letter up to legal, and you'll never get anything from the company unless you do go to court. So your best weapon is to be as polite as possible and to be as short as possible. Tell them what went wrong, and tell them what they can do to make it right.
And that's maybe an important point is that you pointed out in your article was that tell them what you want. Don't just leave it wide open, because then you're giving them a wide range, and they may offer you a $50 gift certificate when if you'd asked them for a $200 gift certificate, they might have given it to you.
Don't let them make that decision, because they're probably going to make the wrong decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them to water. Tell them what you think is going to make it right. And, going back to something I said before, you don't want to say, I'm never going to fly on your airline again, or I'm never going to stay at your hotel again. Because, I mean, if you think about it, what incentive do they have to make anything up to you
exactly.
If you're never going to come back?
Yeah, exactly. You've already decided that nothing is going to make it right, so why should they continue to try to help you?
It's like the guy standing at the airline counter who's screaming at the person on the other side, and you're thinking, that there's no way that person is going to help that guy. So your advice is well spoken, Christopher, because I have noticed this. And this doesn't only apply for letter writing. This applies for phone complaints also. If you're going to call up on the phone and scream at the other people and tell them I'm never doing business with you again, they have no incentive to help you. But if you're polite and you give them an opening and a chance, you may get exactly what you want.
Here's something else that I think a lot of letters don't have, and that is they don't have the facts on their side. I mean, if you want something from a company, if something has gone wrong, and this doesn't just apply to travel companies, but I've been working in the industry for the last 20 years, so it's something I'm more familiar with. But, I mean, let's say something goes wrong on, a flight. Every airline has something called a contract of carriage. That's the legal agreement between you and the airline. And it helps to go and read that and see what your rights are and to cite that contract when you're asking for something from the airline, say under your contract of carriage, cite the chapter and verse, I'm entitled to this. And then they know that you mean business. And I mean, because these people, of course, are going to know what's in the contract of carriage. And they know that you're not going to just take no for an answer or a brush off form letter.
If you have a complaint, what would you recommend is the best method to get results? The letter, the email, or the phone call?
I don't want to give you a smart answer, but none of the above. The best way of resolving a complaint is to resolve it right then and there on the spot. You don't want to wait until you get home. Because a lot of times, the employees will be empowered to do something right then and there to make things right. They'll be able to, if you're on a plane and let's say someone spills something on you, well, they're empowered to buy you a drink and make it right. But once you get home, it's much more difficult to fix something.
So if it's an airline issue, you want to go to the counter, following the flight and address it right then and there, is what you're saying.
Right. Every airline has a customer service desk at the airport.
Who's empowered to help you out?
They would be. Even better is to say something when you're on the plane, and the flight attendant can help. But once the flight is over or once your trip is over, right now the best way of getting in touch with the company is by email, not a letter, and not by phone. The problem with phone calls is that there's no record of a phone call. People normally don't tape their phone calls. So if someone offers you something in a phone conversation, there's no way of proving that they did that. And letters are getting a little antiquated. Big companies still do answer their letters, but with an email, you have a trail, you have an email chain that you can then, if need be, forward to somebody at that company, maybe a manager or a vice president, if you need to. You can't do that with a phone call, and it's certainly much more difficult when you're working with paper or a paper letter.
Christopher Elliott, the consumer advocate, is our guest on the Travel and Entertainment Guys this afternoon, and Christopher has been talking about how you can resolve complaints. If you've got an issue, and we're talking about whether email or telephone, and frankly, this is a fascinating conversation with some really good information for people. Chris, let's shift gears here just for a minute. You wrote a column just a couple of days ago, The Travel Troubleshooter, Dead Passengers Can't Use a Flight Credit, about someone that wrote you a question, I believe, online. I recently booked a flight on Expedia from Dallas to Midland with my wife. She died before we could make the trip. I canceled her ticket and applied for a refund through Expedia, the online agency which I had booked the ticket, and then the fun began. Can you tell me a little bit about this and how you were able to help this gentleman in Texas?
Yeah, it's a real tragic story. He bought this ticket, as he says, and then his wife passed away. He contacted Expedia, and Expedia offered him, or actually technically offered his wife, a flight credit, which was, of course, impossible because she can't, dead people can't fly. And then he contacted me and asked me if there was something that I could do. Well, I contacted American Airlines on his behalf, and I have never seen an airline respond so quickly. I think within about 5 minutes, it had emailed me back and said, oh, we're going to fix this. We're going to give him his money back. And sure enough, he got a refund. Interestingly enough, the fare rules that were on this guy's ticket clearly say that the fare is refundable if you die. So someone at Expedia just didn't see the, just wasn't reading the fare rules. But it would have been most airlines, in fact, do refund tickets if you die or to your next of kin.
So what if you just become very sick and you can't travel? You go to the doctor and he tells you you have cancer and you have to begin chemotherapy the next day and you had a vacation planned for the next week. Does it do any good to call the airline and try to document your situation? Is there any chance they might respond to something like that?
Yes. I've seen there have been a number of cases where airlines have particularly when it's a terminal disease, like, stage three, something terrible, and, you're looking at your final days, and you send an email to the airline and say, look, I have this diagnosis and I can't fly, and they frequently will make an exception. If it's something like, I broke my leg or I got a really bad cold and I couldn't fly. Airlines have been less and less likely to refund the fare. What they will do is give you a credit for a year. You have to pay a change fee and any difference in fare, and which is a lot better than just losing the entire airline ticket. But airlines are much less likely to be compassionate when you, for reasons that are beyond your own control, you can't make the flight. And so they actually do sell insurance, you know, travel insurance for events like that. But a lot of times you just, you wouldn't know to buy the travel insurance. So,
and plus we kind of recommend to folks in many cases that those, the travel insurance are, is not really a good consumer purchase. I mean, there probably are some isolated situations when you're going on adventure tours and stuff where you want that protection, but in a lot of cases, it is extra dollars. Chris, I really want to thank you for your time today. You have provided us with some terrific information here on how to, and what it really comes back to is what we were talking about originally with the complaint letter is keep it short and sweet and to the point, back it up with your facts, do your homework ahead of time, and present it in a business like fashion that is respectful, and your chances of getting the response you're looking for are much better.
Absolutely. And if for some reason that doesn't work, you can always email me.
Absolutely. And we should also mention that Chris's column is found regularly in the Sacramento Bee travel section on Sundays. In fact, it was just there a couple weeks ago, and you are in there on a regular basis. So folks around town may or may not recognize your name, but they have seen your work, Chris. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to having you again as a guest on the Travel Guys.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Chris Elliott joining us on The Travel Guys. We are News Talk 1530 KFBK. Welcome. We are The Travel Guys in Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman Sports Leisure Vacations, and I've just downloaded a brand new app to my phone, and we're going to talk to the guy who came up with all of this. Mark, why don't you introduce our guest while I go ahead and finish the download?
All right, that sounds cool. Wes Rea is our guest. He is the executive director at the Stockton Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good afternoon, Wes.
How you doing, Mark and Tom?
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. You have something cool and new for those who have gadgets. Tom is a slightly more advanced gadget man than I am, and he's already
it's loading right
now. I was going to say tinkling, but that's not really the right word to use. And then I started to say twittering, but that's not the right word to use. You have to be very careful. It's loading, but tell us what it is that we're talking about here, Wes.
Well, we're talking about the Northern California Travel Guide. Really, it's the first of its kind regional mobile app for travel in California and the western region of the United States. You know, typically you're seeing destinations doing these individual city apps, but this one actually covers over 40 different cities in the Gold Country and Central Valley.
Wow. So by putting this down onto your smartphone, you can...
variety of things. You know, you can search what's nearby, so GPS enabled. So if you're in the middle of the Gold Country and you're going, you know, I need a restaurant nearby, or we need a place to stay, or looking for a special event, you can do it by GPS. You can actually also search by individual city, so you can go through the list of 42 destinations on the app. Or if you want to explore by interest, and you can do this from wherever you are in the world, and say you want to look at the farms and wineries in the region, and you can explore there, and you can actually kind of build an itinerary within the app. So when you make it to the region, or if you're in that area, you can actually go from there.
So this is something that people can use as a planning device, and then they can use when they actually get out on the road. Is that correct?
That is correct. And also it's full of current deals, so we have all of our destinations putting hotel and travel deals up on the app, and also special events. And events are very important to folks who are out there driving around looking for things to do, and this is what makes our app a little more unique, too, is the content stays current with the deals and events and obviously the great content that the destinations have.
Wes, is this your product? What made you decide that you wanted to go ahead and create an app for the Northern California Guide?
Well, it started as a conversation. I'm involved on the exec committee of the Central Valley Tourism Association, and we met with our partners over at the Gold Country Visitors Association, and with the state's help on partnering with some funds, we all decided that this would kind of be a good way to share our region. You know, visitors don't worry about boundaries, and so we really looked at not going in individual city apps, which can be very expensive to begin with.
Wow,
and
Wes.
Go into this project that covers all of this region at once, and so visitors can just drive around. And actually, this is great for locals, too, not just visitors. You know, I keep it on my phone, so when I go up to my favorite place up in Sutter Creek, I can also look for things that are going on around the area.
You've hit on something really, really important there, I think, is in your soliloquy there, is that the visitors don't really care about borders. They don't care about what county they're in or what city they're in. Oftentimes, they don't care about what state they're in.
Sure.
In Europe, if you're in the European Union, don't even sometimes care what country you're in. The people who care about those are the people who live within those jurisdictions and have to provide the services and things like that. But folks who are just roaming around don't care when they've passed from Sacramento County into Amador County into San Joaquin County. Makes absolutely no difference to them whatsoever. So providing them with a tool that is seamless and allows them to be able to explore all of the region all at once, as a tour operator, is something that I would say would have great value to people.
And would be
much used because of its simplicity and the fact that it covers a broader area.
And that's kind of our hope. You know, we hope it's a little more sticky, I guess you would say. You know, a lot of apps you put on your phone just for when you're in that particular city, and then once you're out of there, you're going to take it off your phone. This one, we hope people in throughout California, Northern California and beyond, will just keep it on their phone. So, you know, every weekend they can look for something new to do and use it as this cool tool to explore California.
Wes, I noticed here again when I for those of you that have, this is going to run on your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Android, any kind of a smartphone, correct?
Right now it's iPad and iPhone, and then Android will be out the end of summer.
Okay. So if you got an iPhone or an iPad, I'm currently still finalizing my upload here. It's obtaining the update information. So
while you're playing with that, we should tell folks who are listening that if you go, like everything else on the program, go to travelguysradio.com, and you will see the link to be able to upload this to your smartphone. So just travelguysradio.com. That's all you have to remember. And you can go there anytime during the show, after the show, whatever. And you can find the link to the NorCal app, which will tell you all the things that are going on. And how long in advance is this working out, Wes? A few weeks? A few months? Is it?
For the events calendar, you know, it depends on the destination. But I know we have stuff over a year out. We already have next year's Asparagus Festival on there. So folks can do long-range planning, but you're most likely to find the biggest density of events right in the next month or two. And another thing I think that's really cool about is the photo library. You can go there and just look at each destination, and they have, some of them have rich photo libraries, and really gives you an idea, if you haven't been there before, a great way just to learn about something. And they tell you all about the city listing. They'll tell you all about the city's history and the great attractions and things that makes that destination unique.
It looks very cool. It's got a menu right at the top. The letters are nice and big. You can see it quite clearly. What's nearby? Explore cities. Explore by interest.
Does this cover areas all the way north to the California border? Is it just the Sacramento Valley, San Joaquin area? How does this all work?
We have participants that go all the way through the I-80 corridor. So you have Vacaville and the Yolo County area there, all the way through the Gold Country. Sacramento's a participant, all the way up to South Lake Tahoe. And then down the Central Valley, our farthest south is Bakersfield. So we have Visalia's participant, Madera's participant, and then all through, obviously, San Joaquin, Stanislaus County. So, like I said, 42 different destinations.
Oh, it has listened to the travel guys every Sunday on KF. No. You have to add that one.
I'm sure for just a nominal fee we can make that happen.
Hey, Wes, thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for telling us about this exciting new tool that you've already added Tom, and as soon as the show is over, why, he's going to show me how to do it too.
And then here again, folks, remember now, this is a free app, so get it while it's still free.
Yep, go to travelguysradio.com, and you'll see the little write-up there, a place where you can click right on, and we'll take you right to the app, and you can have the instructions downloaded. You'll have it on your phone in no time. Thank you, Wes.
Thanks, Mark and Tom.
Appreciate your time, buddy.
We are the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Travel Club members, this is your update for Sunday, July the 31st. Tickets for our annual tour preview day are going quickly. Already over 500 of the 675 tickets are spoken for. If you'd like to get your advance copy of Sports Leisure Vacation's new 2012 tour catalog, have the opportunity to learn about some of our featured destinations, tour preview day is Saturday, August 27th at the Marriott Hotel. There are three show times, 9 a.m., 12:45, and 4:15 p.m. Admission is $5 with light refreshments complimentary. If you're a single or a mature traveler, you'll find the investment of your time well worth it. For reservations, call 361-TOUR, that's 361-8687, or go online right now to sportsleisure.com and request the show of your choice. Several tours are nearing sold-out status, Cape Cod or Poland and Prague in September, Catalina Island in October, and our Kennedy Center Boston Pops Christmas concert tour in December is also down to its last four seats. Call for your reservations on Monday. Our lucky Travel Club members for today are Lee Stout and Joyce Knutson. Lee Stout and Joyce Knutson, call the Sports Leisure Vacations office before the end of business Tuesday with your membership number to claim $100 in tour cash just for listening to the Travel Guys. And that's your Travel Club update for today.
With savings up to 50% off all patio furniture and accessories and pay no sales tax.
Now is the time to head to your nearest California Backyard Store.
You'll find the largest in-stock inventory of the finest outdoor furniture on the planet, ready to take home and enjoy today.
Sale ends August 7th.
Visit CaliforniaBackyard.com for the store nearest you.
Yes, you heard it. You heard the 15-second version of the California Backyard message.
Please tell us more. Please tell us more.
Thank you, Mark. This is Tom Romano here to personally tell you that if you're going to buy patio furniture, you're looking to spruce up that backyard.
And it is Tom Romano personally, yes, right here telling you.
Absolutely. Don't waste your time at the big box stores, the grocery stores. Mark, you didn't buy your patio furniture.
No, absolutely not. I would go to California Backyards.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if you're looking to save yourself some extra money on the best quality patio furniture in the world, now is the time to do it. In fact, between now and August the 7th. And do you want to know why?
Because we're getting closer to the end of the summer, and maybe they got some stuff that they're going to let go a little cheaper.
We do have some liquidation of a large supply of millions of dollars of patio furniture, 50% off patio furniture and accessories, and here's the plus, pay no sales tax. Now's the time. You heard about the California Backyard as being the place to go because of the quality, the reliability, locally owned, and wonderful people that will stand behind their products. You can get those gliders, chases. You know, I see you not with patio furniture. I see you with like a love seat.
You think?
I see you with a gazebo.
I'm thinking that we had such a nice summer, it's going to be a really nice fall, and you're going to be out on your back porch with that nice new patio furniture, just your feet up, the barbecue there, you know.
A nice seating group with a fire pit.
What would that run me at California Backyards?
It would run
a lot less right now than it would have.
50% off and pay no sales tax. Only at California Backyard. Sale ends August 7th. Visit CaliforniaBackyard.com for the store nearest you.
Tom, it's always better if you don't sing along to the music. You sit behind me at the theater, I think.
I do. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano, just having a good time here on a Sunday afternoon. We are here every Sunday from 2 to 3. And just a reminder that everything that we talk about on the Travel Guys radio show can be found on the Travel Guys radio website.
As well as some of the things we don't talk about.
Exactly. And it's real easy to find. You just type Travel Guys Radio into your computer, and you can either Google it or just travelguysradio.com will take you to our site. And there you will find all kinds of things about the program today. For example, there's a column that Christopher Elliott, you heard him speak earlier in the program, called Sue or Shame, which I think is a particularly good column. All the information on the Northern California, the new NorCal iPhone app that we were just talking to Wes about, the little plane crash in Chicago with the two planes that clipped each other's wings, all that stuff, and some other interesting things that can make you a smarter traveler, just odds and ends and stuff that we find that we think might be of interest. All it's right there on the website at travelguysradio.com. com.
Including some information about what we were going to talk about now. Well,
we
were. The guest who didn't show up because I think he must got sidetracked and went to the fair.
I guess. We have pretty good success here with having live guests in studio, but we have one who didn't make it here today. He was coming to tell us about some auditions that are going to take place next Saturday at William Land Park in the amphitheater. Apparently, in every October, we have a World Music and Dance Festival. It's on Sunday, October the 2nd this year. And next Saturday is when they will have the auditions for that particular festival. It is from – the auditions are from 8 to 3 p.m. in the amphitheater in William Land Park, and that will be next Saturday. So you can come and watch the auditions for free, or if you ever thought that you should be on America's Got Talent, why, this is your opportunity to come on out. That's next Saturday, and if you would like some more information, go to travelguysradio.com, and you will see Sacramento's World Music and Dance Festival, and you can click there, and they will have all the information about the auditions, and you can go out and be on your way to becoming a famous entertainer. Had kind of an interesting evening last night, Mr. Romano.
Tell me about it.
Mariloma High School classes of 1972 and 73 got together for a reunion last night
there
in Roseville.
Now everybody can do the math and figure out how young you
exactly,
are.
Exactly. And so it was our 38th and 39th year reunion because we hadn't had one for a while and somebody wanted to do it, and so we did. And what a pleasant evening. You know, a couple of little tips here. I know this is a travel show.
Okay.
But some people will travel to their high school reunions.
You bet they will.
If you're going to travel and you're thinking about taking your spouse, probably don't.
No.
Unless your spouse grew up with the same people that you went to high school with, because the room basically last night, you could see the people who had nobody to talk to and really wished they hadn't come and were probably going to remind their spouse on the way home what a wasted evening it was for them because they were scattered around the room. But
And there also can be some seriously awkward moments. When
the ex-girlfriend comes up and plants one on your cheek or something like that. Saw that happen a couple times last night. That was kind of interesting. Yes. A friend of mine has his lady friend, not his wife, but his lady friend there with him, and some girl that he dated in high school and came up and got rather amorous, shall we say. And I think her husband was there, too. I guess all of that stuff is okay. But
now,
anyway,
I have to ask you, Mark, going to the class reunion and so forth always brings back certain memories and of high school, the things that you did and so forth. What was your fondest memory of high school? What did you enjoy
fondest
most?
Fondest memory of high school. At Mariloma, we had a really good football team when I was a junior and senior. And we used to fill El Camino High School Stadium regularly with 10, 12,000 people. I mean, it's busting at the seams. So, and then my senior year, we had a great basketball team, which we had never been known for. So the sports at Mariloma were a big part of, and we had kind of a very enthusiastic group of people, and it was kind of old school, if you will. And we went out to the football game on Friday night, and it was, you know, it was just your typical middle class white suburban high school.
Now, there's one of the things people always enjoy when they go to a high school reunion, and that is seeing certain people that were either the best looking or the, you know, the most popular.
Are you speaking from experience here?
the ones that were supposed to be, you know, voted in the yearbook
most likely to succeed.
Were there any surprises?
The biggest surprise, you know, after 30,
without naming names,
after 38 or 39 years, there were still a few people who looked remarkably like their high school yearbook picture. I mean, you would have walked into the room and said, "That's Joe Smith."
There you go.
Immediately. There were a few people who, once you were introduced to them, it was very interesting because everybody had a name badge and they gave out these little plastic Lays. And that would be my other words of wisdom. Don't ever give out anything that partially covers a name badge because you have to be able, after that many years, you've got to be able to get up not only to see the name badge, but to get close enough to see the name badge. But we really had a good time for all of the 150 or so folks from Mariloma High School and their spouses and friends
that
came out
to
Alta Vista Country Club last night in Roseville. We had a really good time, and a special thanks to the ladies who worked really hard to putting something like that together is really a thankless job. You work really hard at it, and you just hope that people show up, and they built it, and people came. And so it was a really, really, really nice evening, and it was a nice step back in time. And I even went and yesterday afternoon and walked the halls of Mariloma High School.
Has it changed much?
It Yeah, it's changed. You know, the biggest change, there are no more lockers in the hallways anymore.
No more lockers.
Are twice as wide as they used to be.
Just a bunch of kids with damaged backs from carrying 60
pounds. From hauling a backpack. Have you had a high school reunion?
You know, we had one 3 years ago down in Modesto, Thomas Downey High School. I did go, saw a lot of old friends, good turnout. Of course, Thomas Downey High School, home of American Graffiti. George Lucas, he didn't graduate with me, graduated with my brother. So a lot of history, a very vintage high school, still remains pretty much the same.
Is that where you started in radio in Modesto?
I did. I started at KTRB in Modesto, K5 actually, where I was a news guy while I was going to college.
Oh, one of these days we're going to have to. We've talked about this before. We get close to Thanksgiving or something. I think we should do a how did we get here type of story.
So well, what's happening next week on
next
the Travel
week
Guys?
On the Travel Guys? We have a special cruise program for you. We have a lady, Carolyn. What's Carolyn's last name? Who does a column called
Brown.
Carolyn Brown does a column called Cruise Critic, and she is going to join us. And having spoken with her on the phone, that's going to be if you cruise – well, let's put it this way. If you go on cruise ships, you won't want to miss Carolyn next week because she has some really outstanding information. We'll also have some other information about how to buy a cruise, how to pick your cabin on board, things like that. So basically, if you're a person who likes to go cruising – next week would be your program.
Outstanding. Look forward to it, and I'll be here.
All right. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask. Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano. We'll see you next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Have a great week.